What feels more alone than a spotlight with one person in it? You. Alan Doyle got to find out when he recently released his first solo album, Boy on Bridge. For nearly 20 years, Doyle's been the lead singer for the Canadian band Great Big Sea, a group built on the bedrock of collaboration and friendship. He recently stopped by our studios to play a couple of songs and talk about his new adventure with producer Veronica Rickert.
I first saw the band Great Big Sea when I was in my nebulous post-college years. The gig was in a grimy black box of a bar, the kind of bar you knew you never wanted to see with any kind of serious lighting. The stage was maybe 30 inches off the ground. The idea of a group of young guys from Newfoundland playing Canadian folk rock with the occasional nautical theme seemed intriguing. And by then I'd grown up enough to appreciate folk music, even though my mother had jammed Joan Baez down my throat, foie gras style, for too many years. There were maybe 45 people in the bar. But Great Big Sea was tremendous. Their four-part harmonies were gorgeous and creamy, and they had crazy high energy. It was clear they'd played bigger crowds before. During one song, a guy in a Canadian hockey jersey danced to the front, sang all the verses, and nailed all the obligatory fist pumps. Alan Doyle, the lead singer, said, "Oh my God, we have a fan in the house." The next time I saw Great Big Sea in my hometown, they were playing to maybe 700 people. They were blowing up. In Canada, on the tropical island of Newfoundland, as Doyle likes to call it, they were superstars. And the same was becoming more or less true in the rest of Canada. They've been together almost 20 years, although their original bass player left and they hired a drummer. The mothership, Great Big Sea, is pretty much intact. A while back, Alan Doyle stopped by our studio for an interview and a live performance. But this time, he was out promoting his new solo album called Boy on Bridge. It was strange to see him without his entourage, and I asked him when he knew it was time to strike out on his own.
I know the exact moment was when me and Sean and Bob sat down after we had done the Safe Upon the Shore tour, and we said, which was just about right into March of 2011, and we decided that we weren't going to do another record before our 20th anniversary splash. Since Great Big Sea started, it's really the sort of the first honest-to-God break we've ever had from sort of like self-directed touring.
That was your window, and you thought, I'm going to jump.
Yeah, totally.
It's now
or
never.
Without question, yeah. And I could have probably done whatever I wanted, you know, to a certain degree, other than probably be like a professional ice hockey player or something like that. Ballerina, thank you, yeah. Or one of...
It's never too late.
That might have been out of the question, really, now you think about it. But I just wanted to do this. You know, I had a bunch of musical friends around the world that I've always wanted to work with. And, you know, over the course of about 10 or 11 months, we kind of managed to squeeze most of them in and have a musical day or two with them. And this record is sort of the product of it.
So as someone who reads your blog, you're from their own blog, I get the sense, and you're upfront about it, you reveal stuff about yourself.
What?
Lots of reveals on the blog.
What kind of interview is this?
That you don't like being alone. That you get kind of fidgety when you're alone. You get lonely. Did it require a certain amount of courage for you to, I guess, step out on your own and leave the mothership of Great Big Sea?
It would, you know, if, of course, I was brave enough to do it on my own. But oddly enough, I get a chance to do my quote-unquote solo record, and it's by far the most collaborative thing I've ever done.
You talk about all the collaborators, and there's a lot on here. I can't even name them all. But at the end of the day, it's your face alone on the cover of this album.
I know what you mean. I mean, it is spooky, right? It is spooky because... Really, my entire musical career has been in the service of something other than me. And I've never been the last desk that something goes past before it goes, you know. But of course, for this one, I am, you know, and that's a lonely day, I tell you right now. And, you know, it's just a funny thing because it's not... It's rewarding, I suppose, because in the final analysis of it, you know, it's your stamp, and that's the last one that goes on. But it is, no doubt about it, it's a spooky moment when you turn to the one or two or three or four people that are always around when you're, you know, finally signing off on something, and they're not there.
And you know that it's on you.
It's all on you, yeah.
Well, I don't want to tantalize people anymore. Let's listen to one of the tracks from the CD, and we're going to start with Break It Slow.
Sure, thanks. I wrote this one. This one is about, I call them 40-something songs. I mean, it's a funny thing that when you turn 40, which I should do in about 9 years. Come on, Kendall, hey. And I'm 43. And, you know, it's a funny time in your life when, you know, more people start breaking up than they start getting married. You go to more funerals than, you know, christenings. You know, it's just an odd time. It's sort of the in-between years, I've heard them called. So anyway, I wrote a few grown-up songs about, you know, people breaking up and stuff. Luckily, not me. So far, anyway. Thank you. Send this one out to my wife. It's called Break It Slow. You all right, then?
There you go.
We all got our buttons pushed?
Yes.
My button's pushed. I'm in tune. This is going to be awesome. You ready?
One, and a two, and a one.
Don't tell me I'm a loser, 'cause I feel like one tonight. I've seen my share of bruises, and I lost my share of fights. I didn't go down easy, but I went down nonetheless. Now in the morning, won't you please be up and gone like all the rest? But what am I to do after all that we've been through? There's one thing that I ask. When I'm still on the floor, make for the door. Oh, make it easy, make it fast. If you made up your mind, don't you waste our time. If you're leaving, won't you go? And if you're gonna break my heart, please don't you break it slow. Oh, please don't break it slow. Don't break it slow.
For a guy who doesn't much like to be alone, Doyle also tried another interesting experiment. He went dry, no alcohol for a month. It seemed like a weird move for a guy who loves the good times and has a serious, intimate relationship with all things Guinness. But there are different ways of being alone. And not drinking in a crowd of drinkers is one of them.
I just wanted to see if I could do it, I suppose, and see what it would be like. I bet I haven't gone a month without drinking anything in my adult life. And my friend Perry, who I grew up with in Petty Harbor, said, Alan, you or I haven't gone a month without drinking since we're 13. And I thought about it. I said, Perry, that's not true. He's like, Alan, it is true. We probably haven't gone 2 weekends. Now, and I thought about it, and I was like, and it sort of spooks me a bit. And so I was like, well, I'm definitely doing it now. So I went a month without drinking.
Yeah, I seem to recall at the end of the day, you sort of said, yeah, I can do it, but why would I?
I tell you why, and a couple, I didn't feel radically healthier. I didn't feel radically more alert or less alert. But I found it a bit exhausting. I found being, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, in complete and utter control of my thoughts, exhausting. At least I there's a couple of times, you know, a week or a month or whatever, where I need my thoughts to be controlled by something else, or I'll just think myself to death or something. So I don't know. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the message from Alan Doyle on the radio today. Is if you're thinking about sobriety, don't go for it. I probably drank more than most people, enough for a lifetime, probably.
But what was it like going out and being the guy who's sitting there completely sober and everyone else is around you is drinking? Because it sounds like you didn't stay home. You didn't go up to your hotel room. You went out.
I wanted to do all that stuff. And it was like, I think anyone who's sort of had all my friends, my gal friends who've had babies and stuff and spent 9 months not drinking and that kind of stuff, they all attest to the same thing. And most of them anyway would say, like, being sober around drunk people is a real drag. my wife and all my friends who have gone through that say the same thing. And I remember, this whole notion I've joked for a long while, but you don't need alcohol to have a good time. All you need to have a good time is your friends. And I go, well, that's all well and good, unless your friends are on alcohol. Because if they're on alcohol, again, I feel a little bit, this message feels really uncomfortable. But folks at home, I don't advocate, who's kidding who?
Maybe it's a good time to cut to another song before the message sinks in. How about Where the Nightingale Sings?
Well, thank you for bringing it up. I wanted to write a song that Mom would like, and I didn't want to have a whole record of Break It Slows where people are getting heartbroken left, right, and center, you know, because I felt that wouldn't be a really honest, true reflection of where I am in my life, you know. It's just, you know, there's a few people breaking up and stuff, but I'm still generally very happy, you know. So I wanted to write one. I wanted to write a song that was kind of lovely, and that's all. And I said, I don't want it to be anything else. I just want it to be a nice, lovely old song.
And does your mom like it?
I think so. She, well, I played her the record, shit, and she heard a bunch of the breakup songs. And I, as I suspect, there was a furrow in her brow, you know. And then when this one came out, she said, now that's a good song, honey. That's nice.
Meet me at midnight when the kingdom's asleep and the guards of the palace have long been at ease. Once out the window, follow my steps to us, and our shadows are all that is left. And we'll lift off our armor and let the moonlight steal in and lay me down, lay me down. Where the nightingales sing, lay me down, lay me down. Where the nightingales sing.
Alan Doyle is the lead singer of the band Great Big Sea. He just released his first solo album called Boy on Bridge. Corey Tetford and Kendall Carson joined him in the studio, along with TT Book producer Veronica Rickert.